Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Saturday Night Sega in a very, very special edition this week. And we've been going on about this for weeks, and I'm really, really excited that we can finally say it. This week it's the Disney Show! So we started off with the All Aboard track from the Walt Disney World album. There is an actual official Disney Walt Disney World album, which has got all of the music from the popular rides from the various parks. We'll go through that in a bit. Then we had Forest from Castle of Illusion. Green Viper actually told me that there would be death if we didn't play that. So started with that one. I was kind of hoping it would be the 2013 version, actually, but alas, it was not. There's still time, though. We've got 2 hours of this, yeah. And then The Pyramids from Lucky Dime Caper, starring Donald Duck, which is a really, really good Master System platformer if you've never played it. Castle of Illusion, obviously a platformer on pretty much every console known to man. Mega Drive and Master System versions are pretty different. And then, of course, there was the 2013 remake, which came out on PS3. Xbox 360, which I believe is backwards compatible on Xbox One, if you own it. It's also available on Steam. And I think that's it. I don't think it came out on anything else. Could be wrong. So, for those of you who are potentially wondering what this week's show is going to be about music-wise, if you haven't quite got the gist yet, Disney. So, I've got the Deconstructed album ready and raring to go. That is the remix album that Disney brought out quite a few years ago. I'm really, really hoping they bring another one out. But alas, they have not as yet. So we're going to play some songs from that. The Walt Disney World album, as I stressed, we'll play some stuff off of that. But what I want to try and mainly focus on as much as possible is the music from Disney games that came out on Sega consoles. Because, yeah, it's Saturday Night Sega, and yeah, you know, we're going to play some non-Sega tracks here in this show, but you know, I want to kind of still keep a Sega slant on it if possible. Now, if you listened into last week's pre-recorded show, there are a lot of pre-recorded shows, you may remember that I said that Mina would be my co-host here. Hi, Mina. Yeah, so there is silence. She is not here. She got invited out into an end of term party because, you know, today, being Friday, the 19th of July, was the end of school term for schools in Lincolnshire. So they've all gone off. She's gone gallivanting off to an end of term party. She might be here by the end of the show. She might not. I don't know. But if she does make an appearance, then I'm sure she'll say hi and start bouncing around the walls as to how excited she is that we're going to Disney. This is exactly the reason why this show's pre-recorded. I'd like to point out once again, I think I've pretty much said it for the last few weeks now, but there always seems to be someone who doesn't quite get remember, which is fine. The reason this week's show is pre-recorded is, by the time this airs in the UK, we will actually be in Disney World. In Orlando, should I say. We probably won't be in Disney World. We are scheduled to land at 4:50 p.m., local time, which works out in UK time to be about 10 to 10. So we landed literally about, 10 minutes before this show went out. So we are potentially listening to Disney music on a Disney Cruise Line bus right now. I did actually buy a CD today for our minibus ride down called Disney's Are We There Yet, which I think is a brilliant name for an album. And it's Disney songs to sing along to in the car. Now, I probably should have ripped that and added that in, but I'm not quite sure what it would do to the recording of this podcast if I try and rip it at the same time. But there's some good songs on there. You know, I mean, actually, if I get it, I'll read the soundtrack out. It also comes with postcards, stickers, and a roadmap. Now, I don't quite know why the roadmap's in the shape of Mickey ears, and I'm not quite sure where that's the road to. It is basically like a road to nowhere. But amongst some of the gems, and I do use that word legitimately, because when it comes to Disney music, there are very few bad songs. Just like to point that out. Among the gems here, How Far I'll Go and We Know the Way from Moana, good songs. Go the Distance. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yawns are starting. Go the Distance from Hercules. Drive My Car from Cars 3. I wonder if that's Baby You Can Drive My Car. Beep, 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 yeah! If it is, I probably should rip this. Almost There, Princess and the Frog. Bare Necessities, Jungle Book, of course. Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from Lilo and Stitch. That's a very good song, actually. That is a really, really good song. Maybe I should actually attempt to rip this whilst recording. I'll tell you what. What I'll do is I'll do it during the next music break, because at least then, if I put some music on that I don't particularly care about, you're not going to miss anything. But my laptop's been on all day, so we'll see. Here's a funny story for you. This is actually, despite being the first show to air on Radio Sega, this is actually the last one I've recorded. Because of the time that I'd allotted myself after I finished work, my last day at work was Tuesday, because of the time that I allotted myself from Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I kind of decided that Wednesday was going to be my day of doing nothing, and then Thursday was like, right, it's time to get shit done. And I, in my infinite wisdom, what the idea was pre-record a show on Wednesday, pre-record one on Thursday, then do one today. Nice and simple. But no, because I didn't do anything Wednesday. So what happened was, Thursday morning, I actually pre-recorded the Club Sonic set, which is 2 weeks from today. So that's the 3rd of August, but I did that one first. And then this morning, so Friday morning, I did the Summer Soundtrack set, which is next week. And now I'm recording the Disney show, which is, you know, now you're listening to it. So yeah, so I did things just a little bit backwards, but hey-ho, it's all good fun. I think the main takeaway that we need to take from this is I said I was going to record three shows, and I recorded three shows. The order in which they were recorded doesn't matter. The order in which they're broadcast does, because if it ends up that someone gets confused and puts Club Sonic on next week, then, you know, it'd be like, hi, welcome to the second of two sets, and anyone who's tuned in would be like, wait, hang on, did I miss one? I have since listened to Club Sonic back. I downloaded it onto my phone and I was listening to it sort of, before we went out. Because Thursday was actually Mina and I's wedding anniversary. 4 years together. And the Friday, so today, or yesterday, depending on how you want to perceive time, is the 14th anniversary since we actually started dating. So, you know, I'm celebrating it by recording a Disney show. Mina's celebrating it by going out with her friends. So, yeah, to each their own. I mean, I suppose we're spending 2 weeks in Disney. That's celebration enough. So this Disney World album has got some absolute gems. It's got a track called Casey Jr., and I'm wondering if that's the Dumbo song. I might have to put that on. But we've got Yo-Ho, Pirate's Life for Me from Pirates of the Caribbean. I believe this is the original one, so I think that's before they themed it around the movie. Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Be Our Guest, Little Mermaid Medley, Casey Jr., as I said, Galactic Anthem from Stitch's Great Escape, no idea, Energy Adventure Medley, One Little Spark, Test Track, that's what you're listening to at the minute, this is our talk bed music for this evening, The Twilight Zone Tower of Terror theme, Three Caballeros, The Throne Room from Star Tours, you know, some Star Wars music, why not? You've Got a Friend in Me from Pixar Place, I might put that on. And the CTX theme from Dinosaur, which I don't know. There's two songs that I didn't mention here. They are from the two most annoying rides in Walt Disney World. Mainly because both instances, the songs are quite earwormy. So once you hear them, you never unhear them. But also, one of them's terrible. In the sense of, I just can't stand it. The ride in question, 4 years ago, Mina and I did it just to try and get out of the heat, and we were like, this could be fun. And we were in there for about 25 minutes, and by the time we came out, we were just like, why? Why did we do this? And we've basically begged and pleaded that we don't do this particular experience this year. So you watch, in about 3 weeks' time, when I pre-record the next show for the 10th of August, I'll sit there and go, you know that ride that I said we weren't going to do? Well, we did it. Right. Let's see. Deconstructed. Let's put on a remix to start. Why don't we start off with Once Upon a Dream? That's pretty good. The remix of that's pretty decent. Then I think we'll put some Aladdin on. Mega Drive. What Aladdin can we do? What Aladdin? We've done one jump ahead. Arabian Nights? Arabian Nights is quite short. Let's put Arabian Nights on. And then... what's a nice long song from World of Illusion? Is there anything that's longer than a minute and a half? Carpet Ride's 1 minute 54. 1 minute 57, Final Battle. There we go. Oh, 2 minutes 1, Magician's Hall. 2 minutes 18, Under the Sea. Aye, that wins, because that could be a World of Illusion track. It could be a Little Mermaid mix. Who knows? I think that's a nice little music break there. And then I'm going to try and rip this Disney Songs to Sing in the Car CD whilst we're doing this. Because I think if that rips, I mean, it's only 24 songs, and I don't actually know how long the album is. So if that actually does rip and doesn't completely wreck the recording, I reckon we're onto something. And we can play some songs that people should sing in the car. But I also want to know if Drive My Car... I mean, it says Cars 3. What does the CD liner tell me? Does it say who sung it? Who sung it? John Lennon and Paul McCartney by Jorge Blanco. Well, Lennon and McCartney, that means it's a Beatles song. But hey, this probably is the album we're thinking. It's probably the song we're thinking of. Fantastic. I also want to play the Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. Cool. Right. Wicked. Let's get some music on. And, yeah. Back in a bit, I suppose. Let's see what happens with this CD rip. I wonder if iTunes even recognises it, because if it doesn't, that's going to be really fun. Oh, it does. Wicked. Do I want to import it? Yes. Cool. Right, let's get some music on. So, we're going to play a track from Deconstructed, which is the Disney remix album. It's amazing. If you've never listened to anything off it, I'm going to play a couple of songs from it. Aladdin, Mega Drive, and World of Illusion, which I think is the Master System one. I think it was Legend of Illusion that's the Game Gear one. But now... whatever. It's Disney music, essentially. So that's all that matters. See you in a bit. Well, that was a thing. I genuinely thought that was probably going to be a Little Mermaid, but no. Under the Sea, World of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. I looked it up. Someone in Discord's probably said it now, but do bear in mind, I'm probably not going to see Discord. I looked it up. World of Illusion was the Mega Drive game. So there was definitely a trilogy of illusions on the Master System and the Game Gear. You had Castle, Land, and Legend. World is clearly the sequel that came out on the Mega Drive. My experiences of the Illusion games are actually very slim. I played Castle of Illusion on all three consoles, all three versions. I've completed the Master System one more times than I can count. Never finished the Mega Drive one, which is a bit weird. And I finished the 2013 Castle of Illusion on Steam. I own it somewhere else as well. I think I own it on PS3 as well as on Steam. But I finished it on Steam. It's pretty decent, actually, the new one. I quite enjoyed it. It could kind of do without the narration. I don't know why there's narration for the story. It doesn't really... I mean, you can turn it off. I would probably recommend you do, because whilst it sort of adds the storybook appeal, you don't kind of need it. I've also played Power of Illusion, which is the 3DS sort of quasi-sequel to Epic Mickey. That's crap. Just to avoid it, I traded it in pretty quickly, actually, because it's just terrible. It's not very good at all. It's not a very good Illusion game. But in terms of outside of Castle and Power, I don't think I've played, if you want to count Power of Illusion as one of the games in the franchise. I mean, it's so named, and I think with it being a 2D side-scroller, I think everyone kind of presumed it was along the same sort of lines. If you want to dub it in that series, then fine. But yeah, my actual experience of the other Illusion games, I've not really played that many. I'm kind of weird in the sense that if I'm playing a sequel to a game that I really enjoyed, I kind of want the sequel to feel the same. So, for example, despite the fact that they're not sequels to each other, although I suppose they kind of are, Deep Duck Trouble and Lucky Dime Caper both play pretty similarly. They're both hard as nails, so if you do finish them, which I've been able to, then, you know, you've really accomplished something. But yeah, those two are very similar, despite not quite being sequels. Now that I'm saying this out loud, I'm actually finding it really weird that I was able to complete games like Deep Duck Trouble, Lucky Dime Caper. Jungle Book is another game that, on the Master System in particular, is brutally difficult. Lion King as well was hard. And yet I've never been able to finish Alex Kidd in Miracle World. It's really bizarre. It is so bizarre. But yeah, a lot of Disney platformers were unnecessarily difficult now that I think about it. Castle of Illusion's not that bad. But yeah, certainly the two Donald Duck games on the Master System, plus, as I say, Jungle Book and Lion King, I remember those being quite hard. Unfortunately, I don't think we've got any... I'll have to try and find some from somewhere. I don't know where from, but also I don't know why I'd try and find it now. But yeah, we don't have any music from Lion King or Jungle Book. A little bit of pre-planning. I potentially could have tried to find some for this show, I guess. But alas, that is not how my mind works. I've had quite a bit else on the go. During that last music break, as I say, obviously prior to World of Illusion, we had Arabian Nights from Aladdin. Aladdin is Aladdin. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows Aladdin, I'd like to think. And then the Trion remix of Once Upon a Dream, which is from the, as I say, it's from the Deconstructed remix album, which is brilliant. And if you haven't listened to it, it's 5 years old, so it can't be that expensive these days, or just hunt it down on Spotify, I guess. If you're not familiar with the original song, then it's from Sleeping Beauty. Sorry, dramatic pause there, which is because I needed to breathe for some reason. It's not like, oh god, what's that from? You know, my Disney knowledge is not rubbish. Amongst all of the other Sega games that I've put in here, and I don't know if I am going to play anything from it, I have also added in Dance Dance Revolution Disney's Rave. So if we do fancy some rave music at any point, and we'll probably do that closer to the second hour, then we'll get that in as well. I am still currently ripping that Are We There Yet album. I genuinely thought it'd be finished by the time that music break was done, but we're currently on track 16 of 24. So it's on its way. As soon as it's finished, I'm going to put Drive My Car on, you know, because I am kind of expecting it to be that that song that I want it to be. I didn't even realise it was Beatles, to be honest, but seeing as the writers were Lennon and McCartney, I'm guessing it was. Yeah. Should we play the Mickey Mouse March, actually? That's definitely... Aye, there's a Eurobeat version of that. Oh, hang on. Summertime Extended version. Ooh, go on then. That has my interest. We'll play the Mickey Mouse March. Also, again, I don't know where I'd source this from. And I'm kind of hoping, because Walt Disney World is like the centre of Disney, I'm really hoping that they sell it. Because if they do, I'm going to buy it. I think this is a Japanese thing, but there does exist, and it is on Spotify, and it's definitely, if you're in the UK at least, and you've got a Disney Life subscription. And I say in the UK because America currently does not have a subscription service. Disney Plus is launching for those in November, and then eventually that Disney Plus is going to replace what we have in the UK. If you've got a Disney Life subscription in the UK, and if you don't, it's only a fiver a month, and there is crap loads of stuff to watch on there. It's really worth the money. It's on there as well. There is a heavy metal album. Like, no word of a lie, it actually exists. There is a heavy metal Disney album. And I'm not expecting for 1 minute that I'll find it. But... if I do happen to see it, I have to own it. Because it's just ridiculous. But every time I look at it on Amazon, the prices are like really astronomical, which leads me to think it's a Japanese thing. But yeah, heavy metal version of Beauty and the Beast. It's all a little bit 80s hair metal. So, you know, you're not expecting like gruff vocals and, you know, screamo and stuff like that. It ain't that kind of heavy metal, but it is really amusing to listen to. I've listened to it a couple of times now, and it just makes me laugh every time I put it on, because it's just... It's really happy Disney music and really heavy, crunchy guitars. And let me tell you, the two don't mix. But this resulting sort of... I can't find the right word for it, but it's like it's just really weird. I mean, there's a Disney medley that they do, which is about 6 minutes long. And it's got supercalifragilisticexpialidocious on it. And it's like... You kind of sit there, and it's the one song. It really is the one song where you go, yeah, okay, that works as a heavy metal song. But then almost immediately afterwards, you get Winnie the Pooh, which does not work as a heavy metal song. And yet you still can't help but have this massive smile on your face when you hear it. Because, hey, it's Winnie the Pooh played by a heavy metal band. It's just amazing. So in this next... music break, I am going to play some Eurobeat because I mentioned it, and I'm going to play some music from the Dance Dance Revolution Disney Rave album, so it's a video game. Then we're going to play one of the annoying songs. Now, if you've been to Walt Disney World, you'll know this song. If you haven't, fair warning, you're going to hear this song. You're probably going to hate it by the time it's finished, and if you do ever go to Disney World, you're going to want to avoid this particular experience like the plague. Because it's, if you've got little kids, I'm sure you'd enjoy it. However, if you don't, then yeah, probably best to not go. Because it's just, unless you want to get out of the heat, of course, you're generally a very good reason to go. I'm going to put another Castle of Illusion track on as well, but I'm going to do one from the 2013 version, so let's see what we can put. In fact, actually, why is there only one song showing up? That's interesting. I might have to have a look at that. It could be that Radio DJ, for whatever reason, is hiding those. I have found out how Radio DJ played songs. So I might have to see if it's being awkward with me. Is it being awkward? The answer is no, it's not. Oh, goody. Oh, hang on. No, it's not. It's just it's... I'm not reading it properly. I see. Awesome. Right. So now that I know what I'm looking for, I'm going to play Forest again because I want to play the Enchanted Forest track. But now I know... Now I know what it's doing. I can find it. There we go. Brilliant. And we'll get Test Track queued up as well, so then I know what's what. Hopefully, by the time this music breaks done, we'll have this CD ripped. In fact, it's only got two more songs left to go. So if it hasn't, then there's something seriously wrong. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Is there really? I don't know why that track name just jumped out at me. Shall we talk Sega news? We'll talk Sega news when we come back because, well, if I can actually find any before my phone dies, it's currently sat on 3% battery, so I probably see what we can do because there's been a little bit of news, actually, over these last 7 days. So we'll talk about it, along with any other Disney stuff that happens to pop to mind. In just a sec. But first of all, let's play some rave music.
Getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people. And welcome to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. And what darling people I have sitting under me. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. Glad to see you all aboard. Ashore, or wherever you are. My goodness, you're all staring at us. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds in work and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room, welcome to our tropical hideaway. You lucky people, you. If we were a Disney show, spotty kind of way, we'd be the audience. All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing the word
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
I sing so beautiful, I should sing so low.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? Woohoo, I see, Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance,
the boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
The bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day. In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our show is delightful. We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room, our magnificent production is yet to come. So strumming the guitar and beating drum, we've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
our little song is like
the birds and the flowers croon.
Thank you.
Figured I'd start talking now. During this track, Enchanted Forest Act 1, if you did hear the sound go a little bit crackly, I do apologise. I'm not actually sure what happened, in all truth. I wasn't doing anything. You know, I've actually put the CDs away. They all finished before, you know, pretty much as soon as this music break started. So I have no idea what was going on there. So I do apologise if your enjoyment of that track was somewhat hampered. Before that, we had the Tiki 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 Room from Walt Disney World. There's also a very similar one in Disneyland, California. Same concept, same song, pretty much, although I'm guessing they would, pardon me, interchange out Walt Disney World with Disneyland. Now, that song was only 3.5 minutes long, so if you found it annoying from that, the actual experience itself is about half an hour, and they are pretty much constantly singing that song, which is why I'm not a big fan of it. But it ends up being an annoying earworm. You just sort of walk around and, you know, you're trying to do just anything to take your mind off it. And all you're going is tiki, 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 room in the tiki, tiki, tiki. And you're like, oh my God, no! Yeah. It's just, oh, dear Lord. Before that, Mickey Mouse March, the Summertime Extended Edition. From Dance Dance Revolution, Disney's Rave. I don't even know what consoles that came out on. I think probably the Master System. I think it was Disney's Rave. I have a feeling that it was PlayStation. Only looking at the graphics, that's making me think the same. But we'll do a quick internet search and have a look. What's it telling me? Dancing Stage featuring Disney's Rave as a music video game released in Japan in arcades on November the 30th, 2000. On the same day it was released for the PlayStation. There you go. Fantastic. Dance Dance Revolution. Dance Dance Revolution, Disney's Rave. Later released in September 2001 in North America as Dance Dance Revolution Disney Mix, and in Europe and Australia as Dancing Stage Disney Mix. Considered to be one of the rarest Dance Dance Revolution games released in arcades. There you go, the more you know. It's Wikipedia also listing it as having come out on the Game Boy Color. I can't imagine for 1 minute that they put a dancing game on a Game Boy. It just doesn't... That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, arcade... Well, a Game Boy version was released in Japan. Well... Oh! That's really weird. Like, I can't get my head around that. I legitimately cannot get my head around the fact that there'd be a Dance Dance Revolution game on the Game Boy. And... Very strange. Very strange indeed. So, Sega news. Literally, like, today, so as in Friday evening, Sonic announced that Sonic and Tails are appearing in the... Is it Cartoon Network? Cartoon OKKO? That's airing on the 4th of August. So that's a thing. I'm just going to have a quick look to see what else is going on. I think that's probably about it. So there you go. There's at least some news. Oh, yeah. Streets of Rage 4 has had its DJ lineup announced. This is really exciting, actually. I'm really excited for this. Yuzo Koshiro. Hooray! Yoko Shimomura, Hideki Naganuma, Keiji Yamagishi, and Motohiro Kawashima. Now, a lot of those, I don't know. But I'm really excited to hear the music, because that's a really good group of composers. And if Streets of Rage 4 wasn't something to look forward to beforehand, it is now. Also, kind of in other strange news, Sega have decided to announce a game and then immediately bury it. Because they announced that they're porting Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz from the Wii onto modern consoles, Nintendo Switch, PS4 and Xbox One, and as well as Steam. The Steam edition comes out on, or the Steam release is coming out in winter 2019, so they've not put a date on that. The Switch, PS4 and Xbox One games come out on October the 29th this year. Unfortunately for Sega, Nintendo are bringing out Luigi's Mansion 3 in 2 days later. So if you were given a choice between Super Monkey Ball and Luigi's Mansion, I kind of think that one of them will get forgotten over the other, and it won't be Luigi's Mansion, I don't think. That's pretty much it. Yeah, there's not really been anything else. There is a sale. There's been a few sales going on where there's some Sega games on the cheap. I can't tell you any in particular because I don't know. You know, check your... Well, also, I can't really mention it anyway because it does depend on your region. Because, you know, different regions are going to have different sales on. So check, Xbox have got a pretty good sale on at the minute, which I think they've called the Xbox Super Game Sale. That might be worth checking out. I seem to recall there were a couple of Sega games on there in Europe. PlayStation are doing a little bit of a July sale as well. Steam Summer Sale is either on or getting close to starting. So, you know, there's always discounts in the Summer Sale on Steam. But yeah, check your locals for all of the deets. Right. So, now that it's ripped, I'm going to play that Drive My Car track. Baby, you can drive my car. I really am hoping it's that song, because if it's not, this entire show is an absolute waste of time, now that I've been going on about it for the last hour or so. I'm going to play another track from Deconstructed. I want to play... Actually, would people want to hear The Muppet Show, but dubstepped? And I don't even know why I'm asking you, because it's a pre-recorded show, which means that you can't actually answer that question. Unfortunately, that means that, because I've mentioned it, you already know what the answer is going to be. So, we're going to do that. And I'm going to play a song from Land of Illusion. And I'm going to do the same as what I've also done with all the others. I am literally going to play the song that lasts the longest. Phantom's Castle is 2 minutes 9 seconds, and that's the winner. Land of Illusion with Mickey Mouse! Oh no, the ending is 2 minutes 17. Ah, that is not the winner, but Phantom's Castle sounds more interesting, so we'll play that. There is a really good Deconstructed song I want to play in this next hour. There's two songs that I want to play, actually. One of them's an absolute proper rave them up. And another one is a hauntingly beautiful remix of a track from Dumbo that in parts actually gives me feelings of War of the Worlds. And once I've played the song, you probably need to, Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds, probably point that out, not the actual book, you know, listening to a remix of Dumbo, and all of a sudden you instantly think of H.G. Wells. Not at all. But yeah, it there's a certain part in this remix that just reminds me an awful lot of Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. So, seeing as there's not been a lot of Sega news, we've pretty much gone through all of it right now. What we'll do is, when we come back, seeing as now I can actually try and promote the two DJ sets that I've done coming up in the next couple of weeks, because, you know, I've already recorded them, I'll talk to you a little bit about what you could expect in both of those sets. And that way then, you know, you can decide whether or not you want to listen to them or not. I think you should, because I think they're really good. But, you know, it give you a nice idea of, is this for me? Is it not for me? Who knows? But in any case, that's where you get to find out. Also, in this next hour, the second super annoying song from the Disney parks. And I say the Disney parks because this one that I'm going to play is literally a ride that I think you'll find anywhere in the world. It's not just related to Disney World. I think you could find it anywhere. So yeah, that's something to look forward to. Welcome to hour two of Saturday Night Sega presents Disney. And yeah, it's time to drive my car.
Girl, what you wanted to be.
you go. Phantom's Castle from Land of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse. Again, a little bit of audio clipping, probably on my side, maybe on the recording as well. I genuinely don't know what's happening there, because it only seems to be on the third track. It did it the last time as well. Very bizarre. Might be because my laptop's been on all day. Who knows? Before that, we had the Muppet Show theme, Shy Kids Remix, from the Deconstructed album, you know, dubstep Muppet remix. It actually works really well. There's a proper good Muppet show, or there was, I think it's still there, in Hollywood Studios, called Muppet Vision. Well worth watching. It's a lot of fun, actually. I'm looking forward to doing that one again. Mina's actually looking forward to doing that one as well, and she's not really a big fan of the Muppets. She really doesn't like them. Don't know why. And then before that, Drive My Car! It was the song we wanted! And although it says various artists on my thing, the actual artist was... And I am going to completely ruin his name. Jorge Blanco. That's the thing. It's from Cars 3, and yet I don't remember that song being in Cars 3 at all, so I don't know where it's from. I don't know where in the film it is. But meh, whatevs. So the next 2 weeks of Saturday Night Sagas are a little bit different in that you still get to hear my sultry voice, but not as much as you do normally. And the reason for that is we're doing a couple of DJ sets, and they are sort of themed a little bit. So next week, 27th of July, is Summer Soundtrack 2019. Now, I've been very, very careful not to dub this Radio Sega's Summer Soundtrack, because that's what all the previous ones have been called. Because this time we've done things a little bit differently, and there is it's not just exclusively Sega music for that one. There's not a lot. It is still majority Sega music, but just to give you a nice little teaser, there's a little bit of Doom in there. Because why not? You know, whenever you think summer, I'm thinking Blazing Hot Sunshine, and when you think Blazing Hot Sunshine, you generally think hell. Especially if you're in Britain, because Britain normally doesn't get Blazing Hot Sunshine, so if you do get Blazing Hot Sunshine, it actually does feel like hell. And when you think of hell, then naturally, Doom. Keeping on the theme of Doom, I've also put some Crypt of the Necrodancer in there. There's a little bit of Ridge Racer. And, you know, a couple of other sprinklings, but mostly Sega music. It was, I'll be honest with you, it was a really difficult set to put together. I can't remember if, with the previous ones, whether they were 2 hours long or whether I just did them as an hour long sort of, you know, special edition set, and then used to do like a podcast exclusive hour and sort of separate them off. But with the Summer Soundtrack, it was really difficult to sort of try and keep it as a 2 hour mix. So I'm relatively proud of the end result. I think it's worked out okay. I mean, you know, it's got some good songs on it. It's got some very good songs on it. For both the Summer Soundtrack plus Club Sonic, I did a lot of frantic YouTube searching so I could listen to music whilst recording, in order to make sure that, you know, the songs would sort of flow correctly and everything. I think I've got some nice songs, you know, on the Sega side of things. There's some Yakuza in there, there's some Metropolis Street Racer, there's some Sega Rally, you know, Touring Car Championship, a little bit of Bayonetta, and, you know, there's a nice... I tried where possible to not take multiple songs from the same game, but the same franchise has been. So there's three different Yakuza tracks in there, for instance. There's a couple of Streets of Rage ones. You know, the one key thing to note is Summer Soundtrack does not have any Sonic tunes in. So if you're expecting Sonic in your Summer Soundtrack, not this year. The reason for that is, I'd like to think, probably kind of obvious, and that's because the following week, so the 3rd of August, is the Club Sonic DJ set. Now, this is a show that we put on quite last minute. The reason for that being, originally, there wasn't going to be a show on the 3rd of August. I'm trying to aim... for Saturday Night Sega's episode 300, which is happening this year, if my numbering's right, which it looks like it is definitely happening this year. But there was a particular date that I wanted it to fall on. So that meant that we had to skip an episode, or we had to skip a week in order to get that to work. Now, the week that we were planning on skipping was the 3rd of August. Unfortunately, what happened was I was having some laptop troubles a few weeks back, and we couldn't put a show out. Which then meant that the week that I was planning to skip, we could no longer skip. We had to put a show out. So, naturally, what that's meant is, you know, we had to find something to fill. And I'm like, well, I can't record a show because what am I going to talk about? So then we said, oh, well, let's just, you know, then the idea was, let's just throw another DJ set in. And it's like, right, okay, so what do I do? Because I can't do summer soundtrack and then like an autumn mix like the week after. So the idea was to do another Club Sonic. Especially as on the 3rd of August, really, we're not that far away from the date of Summer of Sonic from 2016, which is the last time there was a Club Sonic, and that was the last time I did a Club Sonic, because, you know, I did it. So, on the 3rd of August, we have got a Club Sonic set for you. Now, this one's... I don't want to toot my own horn too much. I don't like doing that. But, as I said at the start of this show, I have listened back to the Club Sonic set, and I tell you what, it's good. It's really, really good. It's split into two halves. So this was quite easy to work, and I always wanted to do this. This was always the plan, because I think with Sonic you've definitely got the songs that you want to get up and dance to. But you've also got the songs that you want to get up and sing along to. So what I've tried to do is give you both. So for the first hour, I mean, this is all one interconnected two-hour set, right? It's long. So there's no break, and there's no talking. So it's completely uninterrupted, two-hour set. For the first hour, from 9 until 10, that's your dancing hour. So, you know, you want to be... That's where you want your sound systems, however you listen to Radio Sega, whether it's on wireless headphones or on a laptop or on a desktop or through your TV or through your PlayStation Portable, if you've still got one, if the internet radio still works on it, I don't know. You know, however you listen to Radio Sega, that's when you want it on max volume and proper pumping, right? And then the second hour, from 11 till midnight, that's when you want to hope to God that no one's listening. Because that's when you're going to be testing your vocal cords out, and you're going to be singing your songs. All of the favourites are in there. You know, I'm fairly sure if you think of a song, the odds are I put it in when it comes to vocal themes. If your favourite vocal theme is not included in there, I do apologise. But, you know, I only had really only had an hour to work with. Tried to cover all bases. Think I've done it. The actual range of games for Club Sonic ranges from Sonic 2. I don't think I've put anything in from Sonic 1. So from Sonic 2 all the way up to Team Sonic Racing, including Forces. Managed to get some Forces in there. One song in each hour. As I say, it's a couple of Team Sonic Racing tracks in there. And it's kind of... It's really weird, because I didn't intend to do it, but it kind of flows a little bit. So what you generally find is roughly about half an hour into each set, there's a bad guys bit. So you've got a nice little sort of section in the dance hour where you've got like a lot of Robotnik music and Eggman music and Shadow and all of that. And then the same happens in the vocal. The vocal hour, in which case, again, you know, I kept all the very similar themes together before it then comes back to the sort of the nice finale. And as I say, I think there's one song, literally one song in the Club Sonic set where I put it in and I was so happy with it being there, and then when it started playing, it was the wrong version. It was far too late for me to change it. Viper was listening to the test stream while I was recording it, and I just wrote on Discord, I was like, whoops, this is the wrong one, and it was just like, ah, well, we'll say it's an homage, and we kind of had a bit of a laugh about it. But yeah, that's That was a mistake. That was a really, really bad mistake on my part. But hey, you know, it still works in the sense of the set. It's just it's kind of a bit of a shame because it's, you know, everything was going really well up until that point, and then it all just kind of fell down. And it's so close to the end as well, and it's just, oh, it was nice. It was nice though to produce DJ sets for you guys again. I mean, I've said it quite a few times now. DJing at SOS has always been such a fun time. And Club Sonic 2016 is definitely one of my highlights when it comes to SOS. But also, much as I don't really want to be affiliated with them anymore because the owners are kind of a bit weird. But when I did London Anime and Gaming Con, the two sets that I did for those, they were good fun. I enjoyed those immensely. And I think it's just, for me, obviously I'm not claiming to be the world's greatest DJ. You know, I'm not even saying I'm the world's most average DJ. I think in all truth, I'm quite mediocre. But, you know, to be able to just stand on a stage or whatever in front of a laptop or some DJ decks or whatever's been put in front of me. And even in this instance, like right now, I am physically talking to an empty room and a laptop. And yet, by the time this airs, there's going to be however many people listening to it. And if it gets, you know, however many people download it. So whether you're listening to this live, in inverted commas, or whether you've downloaded it on a podcast to listen to later, If any of these songs are making you smile, and then I'm doing my job right. And, you know, and that's one of the best feelings that I get from this job, from this hobby, and or this job, or whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, I don't get paid for it. Like, when I did SOS, I didn't get paid for it. I did London Anime and Gaming Con, I didn't get paid for that. They basically put me up in a hostel for free. That was essentially my payment, was, oh, you know, you've got a room here, we'll cover the payment for you. You know, they didn't pay for my train ticket down, they didn't pay for my train ticket back, or anything like that. It was just a, you know, come do this for us. You're like, okay. But yeah, it's good. You know, it's just so satisfying to know that you're entertaining someone. So, you know, hopefully that's what we're doing here. And if we're not, I do apologise. There's another, 35 minutes to go of this show, and then you can go back to doing whatever you were doing beforehand. So, I think that because we've not really played a lot of music from the Sega side of things, we have been going sort of more into the Disney albums. This next music break, I am going to stick to the normal ones. Normal ones? That doesn't make any sense, does it? The actual Sega tracks. So I'm going to, seeing as we played Forest from the Mega Drive and the 2013 versions, I suppose we best play the Enchanted Forest version, the Master System version, sorry. I also want to play Swimming in the Tea, because that's a really good song, but that's only 52 seconds long, and I have no idea. For the life of me, I wouldn't know what the Mega Drive version's called. Because I don't think it's going to be called Library. I really don't. But we're going to do a Castle of Illusion. I'll do a Legend of Illusion as well, because we haven't done one of those. Castle Goofstein. Ooh, Castle Duckingham. Oh, I say. Oh, wow. That's not the longest song there, but I do like the sound of that. It sounds very English, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. This is Legend of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Castle Duckingham. Oh, yes, very. Very posh, very posh. And let's see, what else could we do? We haven't done anything from Deep Duck Trouble. So let's do some Deep Duck Trouble. What shall we do? What's a nice long song from here? Boss scene, 1 minute 34. 1 minute 27 for the ending. I guess we're playing a boss music. Alright then, we'll do that. I do like, actually, I like how the Disney games weren't just called Castle of Illusion. It was Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse. And I don't really know why. It's like, you know, you could clearly see that Mickey Mouse was on the cover. I don't know why the game title needed to state that. Sonic the Hedgehog, starring Sonic the Hedgehog. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, starring Puyo Puyo. I managed to put a Puyo Puyo track in the summer soundtrack, actually, which is good. I really tried in both instances, so both summer soundtrack and Club Sonic. I really tried to put music in that I don't tend to play an awful lot of. In the case of Club Sonic, there are some repeats from the 2016 set, but in slightly different places. I even put a remix in that absolutely did not work live, but in the sense of an actual sort of broadcasted set, I reckon it works really well. I'm quite happy with it. So, yeah, I think that's something to look forward to. So, say Club Sonic in 2 weeks, summer soundtrack next week. So here's some more Disney music from Sega games this time. So Castle of Illusion, Master System, Legend of Illusion, which I think that's the Game Gear one. I don't think Legend of Illusion came out on Master System, but I could be wrong. I will look it up and correct myself when we come back, if I am indeed incorrect. And Deep Duck Trouble, starring Donald Duck. If you have obviously played any of these games whatsoever, then, you know, join the discussion on Discord. I'm sure there'll be people talking about it in there. Or have a natter on Twitter. You can either tweet the Radio Sega account, at Radio Sega, or follow the Saturday Night Sega account. It is going to be pretty quiet the next 2 weeks, but I'm kind of trying to ramp it up when I come back from my jollies. At SNS_RS. If you do follow it, you'll notice I have been quite active over the last couple of days, kind of telling people what I'm doing. Trying to get more into the habit of tweeting about what's going on with the show and stuff, you know, try and keep you all excited, because with there being so many pre-recorded shows in a row, you know, it's nice just to keep people informed as to what's going on. But hopefully we're over the hill. There should only be a couple more, you know, we're over the hump, only should be another couple more shows to go, and then we're back live. It's currently 10 o'clock, just turned, on the Friday, the 19th of July, and Mina said that her party was ending at 10 o'clock, so you never know. By the time this music break's done, she may well be a part of this show, and if she isn't, she won't be too far away, I don't think. Back in a few. Not back yet. God, that, I don't know why. Initially, when that song came on, I didn't remember any of it. But then, all of a sudden, it just came back to me. That was really nostalgic. Boss Scene from Deep Duck Trouble. Deep Duck Trouble, starring Donald Duck. Before that, Castle Ducking Hat from Legend of Illusion. It was indeed the Game Boy one. Came out in 1995, would you believe? 24 years old. That's really amazing. That was a good song, actually. I did really enjoy that. You know, for a Game Gear track, you know, I don't think you could really... Obviously, 8-bit music's not the sort of thing that you would sit and listen to over and over again. But that was quite enjoyable during its time with us. And then before that, Enchanted Forest, Castle of Illusion, from starring Mickey Mouse, the Master System version. I did have something I wanted to talk to you about, and would you believe it, I've forgotten. If I tell you about what's coming up next, purely so that I don't forget to play it, we are going to play that second annoying song. So I do apologise if you haven't, you know, if you were thinking that we were probably going to forget. I haven't forgotten. It's coming. I suppose whilst we're talking about Disney, the Lion King remake came out today. Not had an opportunity to watch it. Probably won't get a chance to either. Our local cinema has actually now opened, officially opened today. So I now can go to the cinema a lot more regularly, but there are quite a few films that I think I'm going to have unfortunately missed the opportunity to watch, I think, by the time we get back off our jollies. Spider-Man will have finished, Toy Story will have finished, Aladdin is, well actually that's been out for so long, it's probably going to be closer to its DVD release by the time we're back, and obviously, you know, Lion King, Dumbo we didn't get a chance to watch, although I'm not really too fussed about missing Dumbo. It's strange because actually it's really short, and I always remember when I was a kid, Dumbo kind of struck me as being a very long film, and yet you watch it these days, and it's like, it's not that long at all. Actually, it's only about 70 minutes, if that's really short. But it's a good film. And I can't say I was too thrilled when they said that they were remaking it and with Tim Burton at the helm. Because don't get me wrong, his version of Alice in Wonderland is okay. It's okay. It's not brilliant. It's not the best film ever made. And it certainly doesn't hold a candle to the original animated version. But, you know, if you take it on its own merits, it's okay. It's suitably weird. And Alice Through the Looking Glass is, again, it's okay. You know, it's a decent enough film. But yeah, Tim Burton and Dumbo don't really seem a mix. It seem like a good mix. In the same sense that I wouldn't have pinpointed Guy Ritchie, you know, sort of king of the British gangster movie, and also if you haven't watched any of his gangster movies, if you've seen either of the first two Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law, or if you've seen Man from U.N.C.L.E. with Henry Cavill, that's a Guy Ritchie movie as well, none of those really sort of scream Aladdin at you, and yet, you know, Disney hired him to do Aladdin, and you know, as I say, from what I've seen, like trailer wise and whatnot, it doesn't look too bad. I suppose you just need to be able to disconnect the animated version from the live-action one. And I've seen quite a few comments on Twitter from people saying that the live-action remakes are a way of Disney trying to forget that their animated versions exist. And I disagree, actually. I don't think that they're trying to remake the films in order to try and forget their animated legacy. I don't think they're doing that at all, because if they were, they would be dubbing these remakes classics, and they're not. I think what Disney are doing is they're just trying to be, obviously they're picking all of the films that are going to make them money. So, you know, there's the news that they're remaking Little Mermaid, but they also, and this hasn't really got a lot of traction, and I think it's because of the method of delivery, making Lady and the Tramp, but they're putting it on the Disney Plus streaming service. And it's, I mean, let's face it, Lady and the Tramp could probably be no worse than Cats right now. But yeah, you know, there's no one really sort of in uproar about Lady and the Tramp being remade. Especially when they announced that the Siamese Cat song's being removed. Which, you know, yeah, in the world of 2019, little bit racist. But, you know, it's... Lady and the Tramp's not really a film known for its songs, is it? Let's be fair. And that's probably the most memorable one. Apparently it's being replaced with something similar. But, I just, you know, that... If anything, that should be causing uproar as well. And if it did, I'd see it. But that's... You know, there you go. That is a thing that I just can't get my head around. We are living in a world now, I guess, where movie studios don't want to take too many risks on original properties, and it's a lot easier to just make a sequel to something or remake something. And I get why people would be hating on Lion King because of it's relying a little bit too much on photorealistic CGI. So you can't really do an awful lot with expressions of characters because, you know, at the end of the day, an actual lion wouldn't be physically able to pull that face or whatever. And I see that point. But really, I mean, if anything else, this is just... I mean, Lion King and the Jungle Book remake before it, the new one, not the one from 1994. And if you didn't know, there was one in 1994. Oh, yes, there was. I really am looking forward to sitting down and watching that one because just the poster for it itself screams trash fire. But I think they're kind of showing just what you can do with computer with CGI these days. You know, I mean, we obviously know this from like the big battle scenes that things like Avengers Endgame and so on give you. But they're like massive scenes. It's like being able to actually turn around and go, if I didn't tell you this was computer animated, would you believe that's an actual lion? You know, I think that's the thing, is it's like, to Joe Public, they're going to sit there and go, wow, that looks so realistic. And it's just, you know, I think I'm going to enjoy watching Lion King when I eventually get around to watching it, whether it's going to be in the cinemas or on home release. I'm definitely going to enjoy watching it. I think it's going to be it looks like an absolute visual spectacle. Whether I'll actually enjoy it as a film compared to the original, I don't know. I'm not Beyoncé's biggest fan, I'll be fair, I'll be honest. And I am, whilst I get that they had to rewrite, you know, you've got to make the story bigger because, you know, you have to add bits in. You can't just do a complete shot-for-shot remake, because otherwise, what is the actual point? But I don't know, there's just part of me in the back of my mind thinks that the only reason they've expanded Nala's story is so they could give Beyoncé a song to sing. And maybe that's just me being cynical, but it's like, well, no. If you've cast her, surely you've cast her because of her acting ability, not because of the fact that you can turn around and say that you've got one of the biggest singers in the planet in your film. And I don't know, it just kind of, it doesn't sit right in the back of my mind, and I could be wrong, and you know, obviously I'm basing this all on just my opinions from trailers and from other bits, and I genuinely, as I say, haven't seen the film, and I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to sit and watch it. But it could be that I watch it and go, actually, no, I see it. It makes sense. That's fine. But it's just, as I say, the cynic in me thinks that the only reason they've expanded Nala's story in the remake is so that they could add a song in for Beyoncé to sing. However, Mina did tell me that apparently they have changed one of the lines of Hakuna Matata, which is absolutely hilarious because I did sit there wondering how they would make that song work these days. And apparently it's done really well. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who has not seen it. I was kind of hoping it'd be the sort of thing that I could discover myself in the cinema, but nevertheless, it's I just sit there and I'm like, yeah, well done, that's actually really clever. But yeah, Do you want to all get annoyed by a song that's 5 minutes long and you'll be tired of it by the end of the first minute? Yeah? Does that sound like a good idea? Let's do that then. Don't panic, guys, if you're getting really, really tired of this. I actually forgot to tell you in the last music before I pressed play on this. There's another song from the Are We There Yet album and then the Deconstructed track that reminds me of War of the Worlds. That's all coming up as part of this music break. We'll be right back.
and we're dear high.
There's no place I'd rather be, lingering in the ocean blue. I'd surf till the sun sets beyond the horizon. Flying by on a Hawaiian roller coaster. Habiki biki mai rohi rohi. Biki na lulu la la la. La la ita la na na. Heri heri mai tato he. There's no place I'd rather be. Till the sun sets beyond the horizon. It's time to try the Hawaiian roller coaster ride. Hang loose, hang thin, hold the shake and shock on. No worry, no fear, ain't no biggie rock. Cutting in, cutting out, cutting back, cutting out. Front side, back side, do the footy white cross. Let's get jumping, surf's up, pump it, coasting with the motion of the ocean. Whirlpool swirling, cascading, whirling.
If you've ever listened to Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds and you're kind of wondering what I was on about with that Baby Mine track, it's the guitar. It really reminds me of the guitar that plays... I say guitar. With Cascade, you're never really sure whether it's a guitar or a synth, but it sounds like a guitar. It really does remind me from the bit. Is it called Dead London from Disc 2 of War of the Worlds? It's just that sort of... It's a really haunting style guitar track. Also, during that last music break, I completely remembered I need to print off travel insurance documents and my S-Step visas. So that's something I need to go and do once we're done here. Not going to let this talk bed loop. I'm going to try and make sure that by the end of the 4 minutes I've finished talking, because there's a couple of tracks I still want to play. So from the Are We There Yet album, I actually do want to play Almost There from Princess and the Frog, because that's a good song. I do like that song. It's very, very much a favourite of mine from that soundtrack. Princess and the Frog, a stunningly good movie. And it's set in New Orleans, so obviously all of the soundtrack is very sort of like jazz and R&B and like proper, you know, blues, jazz and blues fused. And it's a really good soundtrack. It's probably one of my favourite Disney soundtracks. And again, if it wasn't for things like Spotify and whatever, and you could just find soundtracks readily, that's probably another soundtrack I'd sort of sit there and go, do you know what? I'd own that. I would really love to own Princess and the Frog, because it is just a really good, such a brilliant soundtrack. So Baby Mine from Cascade, that was obviously from Dumbo, if you didn't know the original song, but the album again was deconstructed. Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from, well, I can attempt to pronounce the name, we'll give it a go. Where we are? No, I'm not even going to pronounce that. It's from Lilo and Stitch. I don't want to offend anyone by attempting to pronounce his name. Alan Silvestri was one of the composers, so we'll go with that. And then It's a Small World. So that's obviously from my Disney World album, but I'm fairly sure there's an It's a Small World ride pretty much everywhere. I think Disneyland's got one. In fact, I know Disneyland's got one, because there was an Xbox game called Disneyland Adventures, which is a pretty nice recreation of Disneyland California. So I know it has one. It's one of those rides that I think is everywhere. The same as like Space Mountain. I think there's a Space Mountain everywhere, but they're sort of themed differently depending on where in the world you are. For example, Tokyo's Space Mountain was, I mean, I'm kind of hoping it still is, based around Tron. So that's a thing. So we're going to have a song played from Princess and the Frog. That's in about 2 minutes. Then I'm going to come back, say my goodbyes, and then lead you into the last song of the evening, which is another track from Deconstructed. Fairly sure I've played it before on a Saturday Night Sega, because I'm fairly sure I've sat there and gone, hey, do you know what? Whatever. Let's just play this. And it's from a Toy Story short. But the track itself's amazing, and I think that should lead in quite nicely to next week's summer soundtrack. This show's not been too bad, has it? Not too many awkward pauses, not too many bits where I've sort of sat there and not had anything to talk about. You know, I'm not exactly the world's biggest Disney boffin, but I can kind of, you know, carry a show for 2 hours by myself talking about Disney and on all of its various guises. I think we covered all of the games that came out on the various Sega consoles. Even when it's time to throw in a Dance Dance Revolution. All of this, and we haven't even touched Kingdom Hearts, which, you know, again, is something I could have done, but made a conscious decision not to, because it's one of those where you just sit there and go, well, what would you play? And to be fair, I also did want to play Nightmare Before Christmas music, but I specifically wanted to play Korn's version of Kidnap the Sandy Claws, and I, for some reason, just do not have it on this laptop. But if I do, I don't know where it is. But that's a stunningly good version. I also would have played Fiona Apple's version of Sally's Song, but given the tone of this show, I don't think that would have been too appropriate. It completely would have slowed everything down and just completely killed the mood. But anyway, talking about killing moods, how about we put you in a good one? Coming up in 10 seconds, this is The Princess and the Frog, and almost there. It's a beauty.
I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while. Ain't got time for messing around, and it's not my style. This old town can slow you down, people taking the easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going, getting closer and closer every day. And I'm almost there, I'm almost there. People down here think I'm crazy, but I don't care.
There you go. Brilliant. There's another good song, actually. I don't have it to hand. There's another good Princess and the Frog song. In fact, as I say, they're all good. That entire soundtrack. Just watch the film, and then you just get a massive appreciation for the soundtrack for it. It's just brilliant. It is really good. And it stands up there alongside sort of a Lion King and Aladdin. As like, you know, the pinnacle of Disney soundtracks. It's just, I can't praise it highly enough. It's brilliant. So yeah, we're at the end. This is it. One more song to play and then we're done. There's no Game Over theme tune for this week because, well, there isn't one. I think this last track pretty accurately covers that. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in and listened to this show, I guess. This has been Saturday Night Sega Does Disney, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm calling it. I think it's just Saturday Night Sega, episode number 279. So again, just a nice little brief rundown of what's happening in the next couple of weeks. Next week is the Summer Soundtrack 2019. 2 hours of Sega, or 2 hours of video game music. Probably need to specify. 2 hours of video game music designated to, or designed to get you up and dancing and being ready for the summer, because, you know, in the UK at least, it is officially the summer holidays as of right now. And then next week, or the week after that, sorry, week after that, 3rd of August, is Club Sonic 2019. 1 hour of dancing, 1 hour of vocal songs, and 2 hours of awesome music. And, you know, if you're a very, very big fan of Sonic music and you're a very big fan of dancing and or singing, then that is the show for you. And then when we come back, the 10th of August is, as I say, another pre-recorded show. It's going to be an absolute beauty. It's going to be a beauty, I'm sure. There'll still be Disney talk. We'll be talking about, like, obviously the holiday, how it went. Hopefully there won't have been too many arguments and discussions and major meltdowns. Who knows? you know, there are seven of us there. Odds are one of us is going to have a falling out. and yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure we'll play some more Sega music. We'll get back on track, ready for the return of the live shows, which at the moment is looking like it'll be the 17th of August. That sounded a long time away when I started pre-recording these shows, and as the previous song said, we're almost there. We are getting very, very close. I'm getting good at these talk beds, aren't I? Really, I'm segueing really well. I actually realised for the first time only a couple of weeks ago that segue is spelled S-E-Q-U-E. Or S-E-G-U-E. I don't know. I always looked at it and I was just like, what? Sieg? And then I actually heard someone pronounce it segue and I was like, oh! I always thought segue was like, you know, spelt like the little ride-on thing that people ride on. One more track to go. As I say, it's from Partysaurus Rex, or it's a remix from Partysaurus Rex, which is a Toy Story tune. It's a Toy Story short. And if you haven't watched it, one, the soundtrack's amazing, as you'll kind of get from this remix. But two, it's got an absolutely beautiful CGI in it. There's one bit which involves a shower and a bubble bath. And I appreciate that just trying to say that out loud, it is, kind of sounds a bit rude. This is Toy Story, so, you know, check that at the door. But yeah, it's just the actual imagery. I watched it on my TV, and it's just absolutely beautiful. There's a Twitter account called One Perfect Shot, which is like a really good shot from a particular movie. And I'd love to try and find this screenshot and send it to them and say I think this should be considered for your Twitter account, because it's just a beautiful piece of animation. I'm at Disney World, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be official. By now, I'm bound to be at Disney World. I'll catch you next week for Summer Soundtrack 2019, so I hope you can join us then. Mina is nowhere to be seen, so I will say goodnight from her. Hope you have a lovely couple of weeks, and you'll hear from me again on the 10th of August. My name's been Gavi. This has been Radio Sega. Saturday Night Sega presents Disney. 10-second warning. This next tune's a banger. Get it turned up as loud as you can. See you in a couple of weeks. Good night. We'll be right back.